It's time to play the puzzle. Joining us is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. Good to talk to you, Will.
Good morning, Aisha.
So remind us of last week's puzzle.
Yeah, it was on the easy side. It came from listener Jeff Balch of Evanston, Illinois. I said, name a sound made by a certain animal, change one letter in it to the next letter of the alphabet, and you get a color associated with that animal. What's the sound and what's the color? And the sound is oink. Change the O to a P, you get pink, which are both related to pigs.
Yes. We received more than 2,400 correct responses, and the winner is Pam Bender of Jamaica Plain in Boston, Massachusetts. Congratulations, Pam, and welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you, Aisha.
Okay, so tell us how you figured this one out.
Well, I have to be honest, my husband figured it out, and as Will said, it was pretty easy. I think within seconds of finishing a sentence, we got it.
Okay, and what do you do when you're not playing the puzzle?
Well, I'm recently retired from the community development field, and I accomplished my first retirement goal, which is I got a dog.
Oh, that's fun. What's the dog's name?
My dog's name is Milo.
Are you ready to play the puzzle?
I hope so.
You are. It's going to be great. Take it away, Will.
All right, Pam and Aisha, I'm going to give you some four-letter words. Name a capital that conceals each word in consecutive letters. For example, if I said then, T-H-E-N, you would say Athens, the capital of Greece. Here's number one, open, O-P-E-N. What world capital has the consecutive letters O-P-E-N? I'll give you a hint, it's in Europe.
Yes.
Copenhagen.
Copenhagen, you got it. Number two is quit, Q-U-I-T.
And it's a world capital.
Yeah, you only have to add one letter. There's a big hint. Put one letter after quit. What do you get?
Quito.
Quito, yes. Ecuador is right. Sink, S-I-N-K. Europe.
Helsinki.
Helsinki, is it? How about pest, P-E-S-T?
You got this one.
Budapest.
Budapest, yeah. Is it? Lump, L-U-M-P.
Is there a Lumpara?
It's kind of, no. Not that, but it's kind of close.
It's a two-word name.
Two words.
Oh, Kuala Lumpur.
You got it, Malaysia. Dish, D-I-S-H.
This is a tough one.
It's in Africa. Oh, what else can I tell you? It starts with an M.
Mogadishu.
Mogadishu, yeah. Good job. Very and here's good. Your last one. And I'm afraid it's the trickiest one. It's to-do, T-O-D-O.
Oh, this is a tricky one.
it's in the Caribbean.
Oh.
And a big hint here, it's a two-word name. The first word ends in T-O and the second word starts D-O.
I'm not getting this one.
All right, Aisha, go ahead.
Santo Domingo.
Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic.
How do you feel after that tour around the world?
Relieved.
Yes. Well, you did a great job. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Pam, which member station do you listen to?
I'm a sustaining member of WGBH.
Well, thank you very much. Pam Bender of Jamaica Plain in Boston, Massachusetts. Thank you for playing the puzzle.
Thank you.
All right, Will. So what's next week's challenge?
Yeah, it's much more challenging than last week's. Write down the name of a number. Move each letter four spots later in the alphabet. So A would become E, B would become F, etc. And the result will be a number that's 44 more than the number you started with. What numbers are these? So again, write down the name of a number, move each letter four spots later in the alphabet, and the result will be a new number that's 44 more than the number you started with. What numbers are these?
So there will be math involved. When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, May 5th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shortz. Thank you, Will.
Thank you, Aisha.